Oh, excuse you. That needed to come out, so that's okay.
2 months ago, Candace Averett gave birth to a blue-eyed baby girl named Alessandra. She's surprisingly quiet for her age, and like most babies, she likes to be held.
She really doesn't cry very much. I guess that's in comparison to my other one, who was loud all the time, and still is.
Averett delivered Alessandra 3 weeks early at St. Francis Medical Center in Cape Girardeau. But before she was able to leave the hospital, her nurse gave her something she wasn't expecting.
She said she just felt really awkward giving a box to a new mom.
A cardboard box, to be exact. They're called baby boxinettes. It has the same functionality as a bassinet with a fitted mattress, sturdy handles, and even a cool animal print design on the outside. But unlike traditional cribs and pack-and-plays that are bulky and take up space, the boxinette is smaller and easily accessible. Averett says its convenience factor is an added bonus, especially at night.
With my first, I had to sleep in her room because her crib would have never fit in our room in our other house. And I felt like it kind of brought me and my husband apart because he was always in our room and I was always in her room, and it just wasn't as comfortable.
With Alessandra, it's different. She sleeps comfortably in her boxinette right next to her parents' bed. However, these boxinettes aren't some new eco-friendly hipster trend for newborns. It's actually part of the Safe Sleep Baby Boxinette Initiative, aiming to lower the high infant mortality rate in Missouri's Boot Heel.
What we know about infant mortality is that it's multifaceted, and education is the biggest part of that.
That's Dr. Carlisle Christian Ritter, the director of the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit at St. Francis Medical Center. Roughly 10 out of every 1,000 babies born in the Boot Heel won't live to see their first birthday. That's significantly higher than both the state and national average. She says one of the culprits behind the region's high infant mortality rate is unsafe sleeping habits.
Those babies are cute, and they are cuddly, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and they are tired. Moms and dads, they have new babies. They've been up for the last 6 weeks with this new baby.
Most of the time, it's unintentional. Parents dozing off with their babies in bed or just sitting on the couch. And within a matter of minutes, they accidentally roll over on top of their child, oftentimes leading to suffocation.
They usually come in what we call full arrest, getting chest compressions and artificial breathing because they, you know, they get found. The parents wake up and you don't know how long they've been down.
Not every baby makes it, but if they do, Christian Ritter says they're left with severe brain damage.
I can't describe to you how those parents are feeling, and I'm not even sure, unless you've lived it, that any of us would have any inkling, even though we think we would.
This is a trend she hopes to see less of with the help of the grant-funded Baby Boxinet Initiative from the Missouri Foundation for Health. Earlier this year, Missouri Delta Medical Center in Sykeston, Twin Rivers Medical Center in Kennett, and St. Francis Medical Center teamed up with Boot Heel Babies and Families to supply free boxinets to mothers of newborns like Averett, living in the 6 Boot Heel counties.
So the Baby Boxinet program is being rolled out to get safe sleep environments in the homes, try to encourage people to practice safe sleep, and get parents excited about safe sleep practices in their home.
The Boxinet program isn't altogether new. Finland has one of the lowest infant mortality rates in the world. Much of that success is credited to a similar program dating back to the 1930s, and it's still used to this day. However, some say the challenge is getting everyone on the same page. Robert Turner, the project management coordinator for Boot Heel Babies and Families, says that's partially because infants sleeping in the same bed as their parents has become a cultural norm in the Boot Heel.
That's a hard thing to break if somebody's family's been doing that for generation after generation after generation. It's kind of hard to just come in and say, hey, you know, we're not going to do this anymore.
According to data from Boot Heel Babies and Families, 119 babies have died in the Boot Heel within the last 6 years. Nearly a quarter of them were sleep-related. Boot Heel Babies and Families, an initiative charged with tackling the region's high infant mortality rate, is working to cut down infant mortality in southeast Missouri by 15% over the next 10 years. Turner says awareness, education in the community, and initiatives like the Baby Boxinet program are key to making this happen.
What we want to do is make a systems change and make sure that we're continuously, passing on this safe sleep information so that moms, dads, grandmothers, and other caregivers know you know, what to do and know what the data says to do.
Earlier this year, they launched the ABCs of Safe Sleep campaign, held listening sessions with community input, and if you drive down the I-55 stretch, you'll see large billboards spreading awareness on infant mortality. In the meantime, both Christian Ritter and Turner say if your child is under the age of one, they should sleep alone, on their backs, in a bassinet or crib, in the parents' room. That also means no blankets or stuffed animals. Thanks to the Boxinet, that's something Averett's been able to do. She says she plans on using the Boxinet until her daughter is at least 6 months old. And on the bright side, it has Alessandra's seal of approval.
Do you want to add anything? Do you love your box? Say it's cozy and it fits me just right. And it's got a mattress just my size.
For KRCU, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson.